play-by-play of the first in-person post-pandemic Meep TV market by staff writers. Meep TV 2022 kicked off on Monday, April 4th under sunny skies, although frigid temperatures, which continued for all 3 days of the market, made things colder than usual, with film, TV executives eager and happy to get back to doing business face-to-face. All executives that VideoAge met with on the first day said that they had a full schedule of appointments. Several distributors opted for attending without a stand this year and were present only as participants, but said that they plan to return to MeepCom in October on a full scale. Many buyers made a final decision to attend just a few days before Meep TV started. Indeed, while the official number of registered buyers was just 780 right before the start of the market, the number swelled to some 1,200 before all was said and done. This resulted in Riviera aisles that were abuzz with activity and packed meeting places like the Buyers and Larens lounges. If there were any complaints, they had to do with the large number of construction sites all around the Croisette and Palais area. On the conference side this year, all Meep TV events were labeled under one of three sections: inspirational, discovery, or connection. Day one featured seven seminars, including a well-attended keynote in the morning on audience-driven franchises with Candle Media's Kevin Mayer, who was featured in a front cover story in the December 2021 issue of VideoAge, and Moonbug's Renee Rechtman. The day concluded with a pre-opening party, followed by the Meep TV opening party in partnership with TV5 Monde at Riviera 8. Day one of the market started late for some UK participants due to airline cancellations on Monday. Massive airline cancellations on Saturday were also registered in the US, as severe weather in Florida caused a national and international chain reaction that delayed many a flight. Day two saw four showcases, including a panel in the afternoon with Ukrainian media representatives, two screenings, one pitch, and one summit on formats. A group of media companies from Ukraine were at Meep TV with a stand despite the devastating Russian invasion. Katerina Udut of Ukraine's Media Resources Management explained that for them business has never stopped and, although different logistics are necessary, the Ukrainian content business is alive. Most Ukrainian executives are now working from other European countries or, like Udut, are based in the relatively safer western part of their country. The aforementioned stand grouped four Ukrainian media companies together under one umbrella: 1+1 Media, Starlight Media, UK TV Channel, and Film.ua. The group was seeking to keep and strengthen projects on the global content industry map and to showcase their catalog of titles. Day two of Meep TV continued to be busy for all Meep TV participants contacted by VideoAge and exhibitors, who were mostly housed in the Riviera section of the Palais, met with their clients in modular stands that were actually quite similar to those used pre-pandemic. Positive reports also came from buyers in attendance. "I have a full schedule," said Max Einhorn, SVP, Acquisitions and Co-Productions for FilmRise, who was in Cannes looking for, among other rights, unscripted TV content rights. Televisa International's Mario Castro registered productive meetings with clients from Africa and Eastern Europe and said he was looking forward to the return of Asian buyers who were still absent at Meep TV due to COVID travel restrictions. VideoAge also spoke with Ron Thompson, CEO of Canada's Liquid Media, who was promoting the company's own blockchain initiatives for independent producers. NFTs, or non-fungible tokens, and their impact on television was the topic of a well-attended conference held in the morning with Blockchain Creative Labs Scott Greenberg and creative consultant Danielle Lauren. The Meep TV floor was not only busy with buying and selling activities, but also with many recreational and networking events. Earlier on Tuesday, several of such events were held in the Palais: the Producers Networking Breakfast, the Meep Doc Co-Production Summit, and the Exports Networking Lunch. Outside the Palais, the Tokyo Broadcasting System hosted a breakfast event at the Majestic Hotel to launch two of its formats that were presented at Meep. On the afternoon of day two, Spanish wine and tapas were offered at the Audiovisual From Spain Pavilion, and champagne flowed, as usual, at the Unifrance Pavilion, now housed for two consecutive markets, MIPCOM 2021 and MIP TV 2022, where the CBS Global Distribution Stand used to be. Outside the Palais, Cineflix hosted a cocktail party on a rooftop terrace. The last day of the 59th edition of MEEP TV saw busy exhibitors take their last round of meetings while packing up their stands. The general consensus was that expectations were fully met and that everyone will be back on a larger scale at MEEPCOM, which is scheduled for October 17th to 20th, 2022. In terms of figures, the habit of tweaking market attendance numbers is never lost on market organizers. Just before the market started, a MEEP TV rep told a Canadian participant that they were expecting 8,000 attendees, when as of mid-March, VideoAge had estimated approximately 3,000 registrants. On Wednesday, during the end of the market official press briefing, the so-called Wrap Press Conference Market Director Lucy Smith indicated that the number of total participants in Cannes was 5,000 from over 80 countries, including 1,200 buyers. Organizers are already working with distributors on the new layout for the upcoming MEEPCOM. It's been reported that 80% of the Riviera exhibition floor has already been booked, and that the majority of MEEPCOM 2019 exhibitors will be coming back this October. For MEEPCOM, many distributors, such as Turkey's ATV, are now looking for larger spaces in order to accommodate enough offices for all their executives' meetings. Paramount Global Content Distribution, formerly CBS Global, will retain its current space and its large terrace overlooking the marina, but will have a brand new design. Televisa Univision is switching to a SeaView stand since its old pre-pandemic location on the Riviera roof will not be open. It's still uncertain if the lower basement area of the Palais will be reopened. Market organizer RX is moving fast in promoting the fall event. A rebranding is currently in progress and will soon be finalized. Among the main objectives is attracting more streamers and OTT executives, as well as producers. As for the kids' market, MEEP Junior will take place on October 15th to 16th at the JW Marriott Hotel. Finally, at the Wrap Press Conference, Lucy Smith released the dates for MEEP TV 2023. The Cannes trade show will be held later than usual, April 17th to 20th, when the weather could be milder, but a date critically close to the LA screenings, which could induce the U.S. studios to reduce their MEEP participation. In other news this time around, MEEP TV participants had to carry their stuff in bags they brought from home because there were no market bags being distributed by the market organizers. Plus, the city of Cannes became even more expensive for MEEP TV 2022 attendees than it was in October 2021 for MEEPCOM, and COVID was, for once, not a topic of conversation. This has been Play-by-Play of the first in-person post-pandemic MEEP TV market by staff writers.